You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker with you at BD Peacock, at Eric underscore Crocker. We are projecting the 49ers 53-man roster in 2021, just 1 week away now from training camp opening up. Some camps around the league already getting open for that Hall of Fame game a week early, but the Niners and just about everybody else in the NFL next Tuesday will be officially camping. Winning your fantasy football league starts with the right data. Vinny Iyer of Sporting News provides you with the edge you need in your fantasy football leagues. Locked On Fantasy Football is a daily podcast all year round, so your fantasy team never fails. Subscribe to the Locked On Fantasy Football podcast, just where you found this very podcast. You can also check out the Peacock and Williamson NFL show coming at you daily on the network here. And don't forget to check out Crocker's podcast, Croc Talk TV on YouTube, also streaming on all of your podcast apps. Here we go, Croc. We are projecting the roster. Today, we're starting with the offensive side of the football. So if we need to get down to about 53 players, there's going to be three special teamers we already know. So we can get those out of the way. Robbie Gold, kicker. Mitch Wishnowsky, punter. Long snapper, Tabor Pepper, right? We don't have any competition there at those spots. Right. Those three are locked in. So that leaves us with 50 players to mess with here. Maybe 25 offense, 25 defense. Looking at the numbers last year, they actually had one more offensive player than defensive. So they had 26 and 24 on offense and defense on their final 53. And obviously things will change, but we're projecting who's going to make the team out of training camp. And we've got some roster battles to talk about here. So let's start on offense. And we might put some names on the list and have to whittle those down as we go along and look at the numbers. Maybe we have too many or maybe even too few. So I think this will be a lot of fun. The last 4 years in the Shanahan regime, let's start at quarterback. The 49ers have carried two, then three, and three. So that's how they had carried quarterbacks on the roster. And obviously, we know who the first two quarterbacks are going to be, and it's going to be a national story as well as a local story with Trey Lance versus Jimmy Garoppolo. Question for you, Croc. What do you think? Are the 49ers keeping a third quarterback here, knowing that one of those quarterbacks is a rookie and the other, that is a veteran, has spent a lot of time on the injured list recently?
Yeah, definitely sticking with three. Ideally, Kyle showed what he wants to do early on with his time with the 49ers. He wants to have two quarterbacks. But once Garoppolo started having those injury issues, they immediately went to three, and I think they stay there. Even, you know, with a guy like Trey Lance behind Garoppolo, still think they need that insurance policy. So I'm guessing that they keep three quarterbacks.
So if they keep three, that means there is going to be a heck of a battle for that third quarterback spot. And the 49ers snatched Josh Rosen off the Tampa Bay practice squad late last year. They also brought in former Philadelphia Eagle Nate Sudfeld in free agency this year. Neither one is a worry as far as how much they make. So I don't think that's a consideration here. Did they not see enough in Josh Rosen to make them want to go get someone like Nate Sudfeld? Usually you bring four to camp anyway. So I don't know if that was a consideration. I know Scangarello, the quarterback coach for the 49ers, was the one, I believe, who gave the go-ahead for bringing in Nate Sudfeld. They worked together in Philadelphia there. I have seen more of Rosen than Sudfeld. Obviously, pedigree, Rosen, the top 10 draft pick. Nate Sudfeld was, I want to say, a day three pick, right? Fifth round or something like that. I don't know. What do you think? If the battle is Nate Sudfeld versus Josh Rosen, do you have an early favorite to make the 49ers
yes.
roster?
My early favorite is Sudfeld, and for these reasons, and not because he actually has like the most guaranteed money under contract right now out of all their quarterbacks, which is really strange. But he's coming over from Philadelphia, where his quarterback coach was Rich Scangarello, correct? Right?
Yep, that's correct.
Philadelphia. So he had Scangarello there. And one thing about being a backup or, you know, second string, third string quarterback, you just have to kind of be a good guy. Can you be a good guy? Can you be a good teammate? And can you have it up here just to be kind of like that quarterback coach voice on the field? And I think that's where Sudfeld might edge out a guy like Josh Rosen, who I think he's he's probably playing for like a legit career. Like, you know, eventually I want to start, and he might approach it that way. Do you want a guy approaching it that way? Maybe. But also, hey, let's have this other guy who seems like he's a coach, feels like he's a coach, and he knows what he's there for. He's not there to, he's there to kind of get the young guy ready, be behind. And I bet if I'm Sudfeld, shoot, I'm trying to set myself up to be Trey Lance's backup for the next 10 years. Like, not even just thinking like this year or next year. Like, starting quarterback might not be in his plans, but can he be a good NFL backup? And if so, can he be up for the 49ers? I think that's what Sudfeld, that's the role he's trying to play here. So I'm thinking they go with him over Rosen.
That's a really good point. That long term, when you look past this year, Garoppolo, if he is gone, and that's obviously the plan, and Trey Lance is your guy, you're looking at who's going to be the best long-term backup to pair with Trey Lance. Is it Josh Rosen? Is he going to be a good soldier long-term? Is he going to be a guy that you want holding the clipboard? Is he going to be a guy that wants to hold the clipboard? And Nate Sudfeld might be just the perfect guy to be able to do that. He's played some NFL games. He's a veteran, 27 years old. And I'm looking for his contract information. Yeah, Rosen, zero guaranteed salary. Garoppolo hit the portion of his contract this year where there's zero guaranteed salary. Trey Lance is going to have some guarantees, obviously, when he signs his deal, which he has not yet, which should happen in the next week or so. And Sudfeld is, I thought it was veteran minimum, but it might all be guaranteed, or maybe most of it guaranteed. And I don't know why I cannot find
it. It was like 100 and something guaranteed, 100 and something thousand dollars.
Which, oh, really? So it's, which I mean, is owners, nothing.
I mean, they wiped their butt with $100,000. So it's not like anything too crazy where it's like, oh man, you got $100,000. Is it guaranteed? He's staying. Like, no, I don't care about that.
Jed York definitely has one of those toilet paper rolls that's all bills.
Yeah,
all cash.
Hundreds.
Yeah. So $250,000. Here it is. Nate Sudfeld. So he's making veteran minimum $990,000. $250,000 of that is guaranteed. So yeah, if there is a little bit of guaranteed money there that could be the tiebreaker, then it would go to Nate Sudfeld. But I like your reasoning there. Josh Rosen is still somebody. Nate Sudfeld was on a roster and Rosen was on a practice squad last year. So there's no guarantee that Josh Rosen's going to get snatched up anyway. So maybe Rosen will just be back on the 49ers practice squad if he doesn't make the team. So I'm with you. Let's
that would
go.
Be ideal.
Let's go Nate Sudfeld there as quarterback number three.
Oh, hold on. Camp. Here's a question though.
Okay.
If you can say you release Sudfeld and Rosen and you can bring back one of them to be on your practice squad, would you rather have one of them under contract and have a roster spot or have one of them, you know, regardless of, you know, is one of the two guys, but on your practice squad and they don't take up that roster spot?
So you're saying Sudfeld, you don't get to keep on the practice squad, but would you rather go two quarterbacks with Rosen on the practice squad or three quarterbacks with no practice squad quarterback and then Sudfeld's your third?
Because do you need, if you have a third quarterback on your roster, do you need a Josh Rosen on your practice squad?
That's a great point. And it's a good question. Is the difference between Sudfeld and Rosen in the end going to be enough for the 49ers, if they know they can get Rosen onto the practice squad or they feel right, really good about that, they could use that extra quarterback roster spot somewhere else.
Right. So do you say, you know what, I'd rather take my chances with either Sudfeld or Rosen being able to, you know, have them on the practice squad and keep two quarterbacks. Or maybe somebody else sees potential in Rosen and says, hey, he's been around these high-level coaches for the last couple of years, and maybe you're both the quarterbacks, so then you lose. So you don't want to take that chance. So that's a dilemma they'll have to deal with.
Okay, well, let's put a pin in that then, and let's go through the rest of the offense and see if we really need that third quarterback spot to be a different position. And if so, maybe we will project that the 49ers could roll the dice and cut both Sudfeld and Rosen and try to bring one back onto the practice squad. That coming up, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, offensive line, projecting the 49ers' final 53. I'd like to take a moment here to tell you about Bet Online, which is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. And then when I say all your sports, everything. Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, playoffs. Super fun, even more fun when you've got a little bit of extra action on those games. UFC, MMA, celebrity boxing, golf. Everything you could imagine betting on, they've got available. They've got lines on it. At BetOnline, you've got some futures bets when it comes to NFL teams. Over-under win totals on your favorite team. Rookie of the year. MVP and Super Bowl champion. So before you do anything else, head over to Bet Online, your laptop, mobile device, your desktop computer. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get in the game. Get your 50% welcome bonus on your very first deposit using promo code Locked On. That's promo code Locked On at Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Okay, Croc, we've got three quarterbacks so far: Garoppolo, Lance, and Sudfeld. Sudfeld's got an asterisk. That's a maybe. We might have to revisit that one. We've already kind of projected out the running back group when we were talking about Trey Sermon and Elijah Mitchell, and we were doing their rookie scouting reports. This is how we had it penciled in. And now that we've had a chance to think about it for a few weeks, the 49ers have kept 4, 5, 4, and 5 running backs on their roster, counting fullback in the Shanahan regime. So this year, Mostert and Sermon are locks along with Kyle Juszczyk. So that's three already. So now the question is, do you keep one or two more running backs? The 49ers spent a draft pick on Elijah Mitchell. I would think that his roster spot is pretty darn safe, even if he doesn't look great in training camp or the preseason. So that leaves us with Wayne Gallman and Hasty, if you keep five. And if you only keep four, then you don't keep either one of those guys, and you've got Mostert, Sermon, Mitchell, and Juszczyk. The question here, do you like Mitchell enough as a prospect that you can project out that he would be the number three running back and they wouldn't need another veteran on the roster?
Yeah, so I'm going to go with four backs, and that's Mostert, Sermon, Mitchell, and Juice. And I know that I can have a guy like Hasty, possibly on the practice squad. And I have Jeff Wilson, who will start the season on IR, potentially down the line, bringing him back. So I'm going to go with four backs, and Gallman's going to be the odd man out.
Oh, so Gallman gets the axe. Okay, so we're going to cut Wayne Gallman here. And that would mean, I think that's probably going to help us keep three quarterbacks too, if that's the case. If we're going three quarterbacks, four running backs now: Mostert, Sermon, Mitchell, Juice. Maybe you get Hasty on the practice squad, and then mid-season, hopefully the thought is that Jeff Wilson could come give you some reserves as well if you run into some injury problems, or just add him to the roster depending on what else is going on. So I like that. It's a risky move, but it makes a ton of sense because you have those two backup options in Hasty and Mitchell or Wilson on, what is it, IR pup list? What list is he going to be on?
He's going to start off on IR. On IR? I believe he'll miss half the season.
Okay, cool. So that's seven so far, which brings us to wide receiver. And this might be where we get an opportunity to keep an extra player at wide receiver, tight end, or offensive line. So traditionally, the 49ers have kept 9 offensive linemen. They only kept 8 last year that made the final roster. Wide receiver has been 6 every year except for 2019. They kept 7. And tight end has been 3, 3, 4, and 4. So wide receiver, who are the locks? Brandon Ayuk, right?
Yep.
Deebo Samuel.
Yep.
And that's it. Those are the only locks, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So this is a sticky one, right? I mean, we blew right through the running backs. That was pretty cut dry. Mm-hmm. This one's going to be a little bit more difficult to kind of iron out. But I'd say I'm going to guarantee this third guy be on the roster, and that's going to be Richie James. That's questionable, but I'm going to stick with him. He's been a guy who's been on the roster the entire time. He's been productive when he's actually on the field. He has value in the return game, even though we would like to improve. So I'm going to go with Richie James. He's going to be safe, and he's going to be one of the receivers that make it.
I like it. Richie James definitely is this is a Richie James stan podcast. So I'm glad you're on board with that, Croc. And look, he's the only guy but return value we've seen. I think he needs to be featured in the slot more, which he would be probably in this case. I think he can play some outside too. And just really, he's just made an impact when he's had an opportunity. So I think all of those things, he's been around the team, he's been in the offense, can give you special teams value. I think there's a pretty good chance that Richie James does make the roster. So are we keeping 6 or are we keeping 7? Let's see. Jalen Hurd. What are your thoughts about Jalen Hurd? Do you feel good about projecting him to be on this roster?
I don't feel good about projecting him to be on the roster. I'm actually leaning, if I'm kind of going, trying to go in order a little bit here, I'm going to go with Juwan Jennings. It sounds like he's kind of picking up steam a little bit. Sound like he was being consistent. OTAs doesn't mean a whole lot, but that's that's good for a guy who was a late round pick, missed a whole year of IR, comes in, sounds like he was ready to go. I'm gonna say he sticks around. He was a draft pick. I'll say he sticks around as maybe a big slot.
Seventh round pick last year, big slot role. Does that big slot role, if Jennings makes the roster, does that knock Hurd off? Does that knock Mohamed Sanu, the veteran, off?
I think it makes Hurd expendable, right? Like, I feel like Hurd could potentially, you know what? Hey, we like you. We like where you're headed. You've been working really hard to come back. We're going to start you off on IR. And eventually we could possibly bring you back in the middle of the year if we feel like you're healthy, and kind of ease you into a situation instead of having to depend on you right now.
Yeah, I think that's a really potential stash. And so I don't think they're going to rush Hurd back to get him on the field, because if he becomes active during the preseason, then he won't be able to be on whatever. And I always get confused which lists they're on. NFI, PUP list, IR. I don't remember which one Jalen Hurd is going to qualify for. And since he was already on one of those lists last year, IR, I presume, something has to change for him to not be IR. So I think he can be on IR, because sometimes you can't put a guy on IR unless you put him on waivers first. But I think for Jalen Hurd, as long as he doesn't get activated first before the season starts, they could stash him. And that might be the plan with him and give you a little bit of an extra one. So we'll put him aside. So Hurd does not make it for us here. We've got Ayuk, Samuel, James, and Jennings, four. So we potentially have two or three more. Mohamed Sanu, the veteran. But he's also the veteran in a way that they could cut him and try to bring him back and not have a guaranteed salary. That's that little trick that teams like to do. And they didn't treat him like a guy that they had long-term plans for last year, even though they brought him back again. They let Detroit have him pretty much.
If I were to gamble on this situation, I would say they let him go and see if they can bring him back after week one. So that's what I would do with him.
That really gives you a big opportunity to carry some more offensive linemen maybe, and maybe even carry another extra wide receiver, which would give you still two more spots just to get to six. And I think they'll carry at least six.
Because look at it this way, right? Especially if you're trying to get through or whatever, and you try to figure out where every guy, Debo and Ayuk and Richie James, they all can line up anywhere on the field and play well. So I don't think it's like a necessity to have Sanu. Not saying that there's not value there, but I know I can line up James, Ayuk, and Debo anywhere and then play very well and be productive. So I don't 100% need Sanu and what he brings. I would like it, but I don't need it, especially if you have Juwan Jennings, which we have Jennings here. So I think Sanu is going to be an odd man out here.
Trent Sherfield is an interesting one for me. I would lean towards Sherfield making the roster. He did get a little bit of guaranteed, but again, he's making, you know, minimum dollars, less than $1 million, $920,000, $200,000 of that guaranteed. Special teams value even more so as a gunner than a return guy. And I think that might be one of the things that saves him, just like Richie James. It's the tiebreaker of having that special teams value. And I think Sherfield could give you a little bit on offense too. So I feel pretty good about Sherfield in this scenario, making the roster as the fifth guy.
Big guy too. I thought he was like this smaller guy. And then I saw a picture and somebody was like, oh yeah, that's Sherfield right there. And I'm like, wait, that big swole dude? I don't know why, but with Arizona, he looked like a 5'10", 180-pound receiver. Come to find out, he's 6'1", 220 pounds. He runs very well, moves well. Obviously, like you said, there's the return value with him. And he's the guy I was trying to look like, do I want to keep Sherfield? Do I want to keep River Craycraft, who has kind of turned into a 49er fan favorite, I'd say, kind of reading the posts of 49ers Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
I don't see it.
He is, but I'm going to go with Sherfield, and I was trying to choose between the two, so I'm going to go with Sherfield, and for me, River Craycraft is out.
So Craycraft out, Sherfield is five, Sanu, we're going to treat him with the veteran, we're going to do him dirty, the veteran non-guaranteed thing where you cut him and then try to bring him back. That means we still got an open spot even to get to six. So does that spot go to Kevin White? Does it go to Andy Jones, who they signed recently? Benny Fowler, Travis Benjamin? No Craycraft for you. Is that spot for Hurd? Is that spot for Sanu? I think they can keep Sanu in this scenario if they don't keep Hurd. Or do you keep?
I think you can keep Sanu in this. We go six, I think we can keep Sanu here. We'll keep Sanu. We'll add Sanu back.
Let's go. We'll add Sanu back to the scenario here. So we've got Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, Richie James, Mohamed Sanu, Juwan Jennings, Trent Sherfield.
And I'm thinking River Craycraft, I would like to bring him back to practice squad. Has receiver aspect to him. Also, late in the year, he was back there in punt returns when Richie James was tripping. So I'm going to go with River Craycraft to practice squad, and we'll go with those six receivers.
And Craycraft's the type of guy for me, and that's why it's easy because, yeah, bring him back to the practice squad. Or if somebody gets hurt, bring him back to the 53-man roster. But I wouldn't be hurt if he didn't make it back, if someone else did sign him, which, you know, he was a street free agent for a reason last year. So I'm not worried about cutting River Craycraft. And then Austin Watkins, the rookie, I think would be another candidate for that as an undrafted free agent for the practice squad. So you got a couple of solid practice squad candidates there. All right, I feel good about that. All right, so we've got three quarterbacks, four running backs, and six wide receivers, which means we have some wiggle room here. As we go forward with tight ends, we could keep three or four offensive linemen. We could go eight or nine. We could even go 10 offensive linemen and still sneak under and have enough to work with numbers for our defense as well. So let's finish this up with tight ends and offensive line, projecting the 49ers' 53-man roster next. A big reason to repair and maintain your vehicle is to save money. And because chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers, RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and always reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than charging prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account log in. Just go head over to rockauto.com. The website is super easy to use. Find whatever you need for any, and I mean any, make or model of car or truck. rockauto.com is a family-owned business serving auto parts customers for 20 years online. They have everything you need. Tail lamps, motor oil, jumper cables, small parts, big parts, aftermarket kits, whatever you need to get your car looking and performing its best. Get everything you need in a few easy clicks and get it delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. At Eric underscore Crocker, I know a lot of you guys on Twitter got mad at Croc last week for picking so many Rams on the all NFC West team, and there's going to be a pro Jalen Hurd crowd that doesn't like you, Croc, right now.
Yeah.
I get that.
You know, the crazy thing is I'm pro Jalen Hurd too. I want to keep him, but if I can keep him on the practice squad and not have to rush or put the pressure on him to be a guy right now, I'd rather give him that time. Like, let's just make sure that knee is all the way healthy. And hey, middle of the year, we bring him back. Now we got something, because now we just added more weapons to whatever the receiving core. And we don't know what this receiving core is. So there might be the need of a Jalen Hurd. I just don't think we'll need him right away.
Right. And we're just projecting this too, because what if Jalen Hurd does show up to camp and he is ready and he starts balling out? Well, that's easy. Just plug him into one of these spots. You cut Sanu real quick. You cut Juwan Jennings real quick. Richie James, whatever, because Hurd could really jam up to number three on this list very quickly. But right now, so much unknown. Probably the injured list is the best way to go about projecting his roster spot, and that's the best way to actually keep him around at this point, because the other projection might be just, well, okay, good luck somewhere else, right? Because that would be the other way you could go with Jalen Hurd. So
those
Jalen Hurd fans shouldn't be upset with us about that. Craycraft fans, though, should be upset at us right now.
And that, and they're out there.
That group's getting stronger and stronger too. I
somebody say who's going to be the wide receiver one, and I don't know if he was trolling or if he was like serious, but I think he was serious because there wasn't the LOL at the end of it.
You know, there's a lot of those folks out there with Ross Dwelly too. He's got a strong fan base. And the thing is George Kittle's in front of him. And even the most staunch Ross Dwelly supporter doesn't think he's going to be better than George Kittle. So he's still tight end too at maximum. Is Ross Dwelly a lock for you after George Kittle at the tight end position, Croc?
Yes. It's kind of thin at tight end. So I think he's good. He'll make it. I think he's made a really good living for himself being behind a guy like George Kittle and not having to play a ton, especially even last year. They brought in a guy like Jordan Reed where he was able to kind of play over and be that spot. So I think he's solidified himself as a tight end two on his roster and, you know, tight end three if need be.
I think he's done a good job of
I said that backwards. Tight end three, and tight end two if need be.
Right. Yeah, and I think he'll be tight end two right now. Just looking at this, I don't think there's any other way to go about it. And he's done a really good job of progressing, getting a little bit better, getting a little bit bigger, getting a little bit stronger. And so every year he's been a better receiver, better blocker. And I expect that to continue. So I have liked that from Ross Dwelly. And if you've seen some offseason photos of him, he's definitely bigger. So he's like, let's go. I'm going to be an inline tight end. I can split out a little bit and do some things. He's never going to be George Kittle, but I like him as a backup tight end option. The question I have is, how do the 49ers fill in the rest of the tight end group? Are they going to use more bigger wide receivers in some of those split out roles instead of tight ends, which might help Hurd and Jennings and Sanu and some of those guys, because they do have a lot of candidates to have that big slot sort of a role. So I think that's a way the offense could go to make up for some of the lack of tight end talent on the roster behind George Kittle. And hopefully George Kittle stays healthy, so you don't have to worry about the backups as much. Tight end three comes down to Michael Pruitt or Charlie Warner. And I don't think we're keeping four tight ends, Croc.
I don't think so either. And then when you hear about, I heard some numbers with Charlie Warner where he's supposed to be a good blocking tight end. And I guess last year he was kind of terrible at it. Yeah. That's not ideal because he's not a threat at receiver at all. Mm-mm. So he's not a threat to be a receiving tight end. Not explosive or quick or twitchy or anything like that. Just not a legit pass-catching tight end that's threatening any defensive back.
He's got a little bit, when I was watching his Georgia tape, he's got a little bit of sneaky athleticism in a straight line manner. Like, he can get down.
Wait a minute. Are you using the word sneaky because he's a white tight end? Or are you
for sure, 100%. Yeah, sneaky in that kind of way. Like, yeah. But, no, he's not a good route runner, not super athletic, but it was one of those things where it's like, remember George Kittle was not used at all as a tight end in college, but like, you know, he's really fast and he's got athleticism. And then it really exploded when he got into the NFL, got opportunities. Maybe there's a little bit more there, even though he was not hardly used at all as a receiver in college. But he's not twitchy in a short area or anything like that. And yeah, he was more of a bully type of a blocker, but he wasn't really that big or strong either to project that role in the NFL. So I'm not sure what he actually is in the league. And maybe it turns out he's not good enough at any of those things to really have much of a role. But right now, a clear deep three to Ross Dwelly if he makes the roster. Michael Pruitt, the veteran, though, they brought in, who has a little bit more special teams value. He's actually undersized, but a better blocker than a receiver. He was really fast coming out of college in a straight line sort of a way. So I don't think we should... I just don't think we should put it in pen that it's Charlie Warner, but the 49ers did draft him last year, so he probably does have the edge.
The roster politics is real. You know, when you draft a guy, roster politics is real. So I'd say Warner is going to make it, but this is probably his last shot to show that he has the ability. They're going to want to see how has he improved, and they're probably going to give him an opportunity, especially to start the year. And if he isn't showing that promise, you talked about maybe like the sneaky athleticism that's there, but I mean, he didn't even test well. So you look at a guy like George Kittle, who wasn't used as a pure receiver tight end, but he tested off the charts. George Kittle tested probably like elite status from a tight end perspective. So yeah, he had at the end of the day, he had that in the back pocket. Then he just needed to improve as a pass catcher and route runner and all those things, which he has. I don't even know if Charlie Warner has that. You know, he doesn't have that athleticism in the back.
No.
So like, what's the payoff with him? And I think that's what the 49ers are kind of having to weigh out here. I'm going to go with he'll make it, but this is probably his last opportunity.
It's a tight one, and that's definitely going to be a camp battle for that tight end three spot, because I don't think they'll keep four. Maybe they will, but Pruitt versus Warner versus maybe they bring in somebody else. They brought in some late tight ends last year, so that could be a situation where they add some depth and some competition still at that position. Or who knows, maybe there's a position change coming from one of those wide receivers that we don't know about yet, which would really shake things up with that wide or that tight end competition. But as of now, we've got 16. We only have 16 spots taken up so far. So we can go an extra offensive lineman here. We could go 9. And if we really love somebody, maybe we could even try to sneak in 10 before we look at the defensive side of the ball. So with three tight ends, Kittle, Dwelly, and Warner, let's go to the offensive line and start with the starting unit who are all locked in, which is Trent Williams. We got Laken Tomlinson. And all of this is pre-injury, obviously. So some guys are obviously going to have an opportunity if any of these players get hurt in any of these positions. But right now we're projecting a healthy roster and who would make the final 53 at the end of training camp. Williams, Tomlinson, Mack, Banks, the rookies, obviously a lock, McGlinchey, is obviously a lock. That is the penciled in starting five. We can bring four more. Brunskill
for sure
is a lock. He can play anywhere, and I like him better as a swing tackle than I like him as just being the backup at center. So I feel like we need to keep somebody else who can play center along with Brunskill. Who is
Garland
that going
back?
To be? I don't know. They did not bring back what's his name from last year? Who's the
Ben Garland?
Ben Garland, yes, thank you. Ben Garland is not currently on the roster, but I don't think he's been signed. Did he get signed somewhere? Let me double check if he signed somewhere yet. Yeah, currently a free agent, it looks like, for Ben Garland. So that's somebody I might snatch up tomorrow if I'm the 49ers, because I want that depth. Alex Mack's not young. Brunskill, I want to be able to save him to be able to play some other spots. He could jump in at right guard if Banks isn't ready. He could play either tackle spot. And right now, I think he's the third best tackle on the team, even though they did draft Jalen Moore. Jalen Moore, the rookie, is obviously another lock, right? He's a fifth-round pick. They're not going to give up on a fifth-round pick that soon.
Fifth-round pick, he'll make it.
Right. So that's seven. We have two more spots if we're keeping nine, and I think we should definitely keep nine here on the offensive line. Williams, Tomlinson, Mack, Banks, McGlinchey, Brunskill, Moore. Here are the candidates. Oh, Colton McKivitz. I forgot about the fifth rounder from last year. Okay, maybe this offensive line is going to be a lot easier than I thought here. So that's eight already, and those are darn near all locks, right?
You would like to, you would think so.
It would take like maybe McKivitz in year two just doesn't show anything. Alfredo Gutierrez, I don't think he's got a very good opportunity as the international free agent, the international exemption there. Dakota Shepley, Senio Kelemete.
Sean Coleman.
Sean Coleman's still around, who I always forget about. And Tom Compton's still around, too. So Compton's your backup center and backup guard, both guard spots.
That might be your ninth guy.
Okay, so here's the question. If Compton's the ninth, he's a veteran too, so you would save. Well, it kind of comes down to Coleman versus Compton, right?
Yeah.
So if it's Coleman versus Compton, they're both veterans. Coleman's only a tackle, and he's had extensive injury history. Will he be available for you to be that swing tackle? Would you rather use Brunskill as a swing tackle, bring in Compton, who could play guard, center, guard?
I like Brunskill a lot.
I like Brunskill to tackle. If I'm doing it and I'm projecting it, I'm making Brunskill the swing tackle. Here's the question. Do you feel good enough about Colton McKivitz being the fourth tackle or Jalen Moore being the fourth tackle? Does the versatility of guard tackle with those two guys make you feel good about not bringing Sean Coleman along? Because if that's the case, then I think you can go Tom Compton.
I think so.
All right, there it is. Compton, we're in agreement. That's nine.
Yep, there's nine.
Williams, Tomlinson, Mack, Banks, McGlinchey, Brunskill, Moore, McKivitz, Compton. That is our nine offensive linemen breaking camp with the 49ers. Three tight ends, Kittle, Dwelly, Warner. Six wide receivers, Ayuk, Debo, James, Jennings, Sherfield, Sanu, Hurd stays on the injury list to start the season. You've got four running backs. Gallman gets the axe. I think that's the most difficult cut for me so far in this has been Wayne Gallman just completely gets the axe. You try to bring Jamichael Hasty back on the practice squad. Mostert, Sermon,
Wilson
Mitchell.
Wilson later in the year.
Yes. And Wilson later in the year.
That's a key factor there. Yeah, yeah. If there was no Wilson at all,
you
then
four
I'd be
in
more inclined to keep Gallman.
I'm with you on that. And obviously, Juice is in there as the fourth running back with two rookies and Mostert. And then three quarterbacks, Garoppolo, Lance, and Sudfeld. So I don't think we have to worry about the quarterback thing and try to create an extra spot there.
Right. Now we're good.
Love it. There is the offense for your San Francisco 49ers to break camp with, as projected by Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker. If you don't like it, if you think we didn't give somebody enough credit, if you think one of these players will not actually make the roster, let us know at BD Peacock at Eric_Crocker. We'll be back tomorrow with a Winky Wednesday, and then we'll be back Thursday projecting the defensive side of the ball, who will make the final 53 right here, Locked On 49ers.